Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Obi Moran and Rasa Shayyifu. A Nishmas Marasa Esther Vasar Shmuel. Arschan Ritzgan Marsat Hanabas Meir Zev. Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvir Valangzan Zisha Ben Reb Yosef. And the schluss for Fuas Rus Vaktura Bastila Rovida Chaya Hanabas Aron Adel. And Chaya Viva Bastila Sultana Mzar Lebas Rivka. The Gemara, and this is based on Torah of Mori Barabi Agona Gadol, Rav Moshe Zatzal. The Gemara Psachim discusses the Choymer Din Tainis Tzibul Shel Tishabov. Imu Nigzal Melechatchil Yerzke Choymer Shel Yom Kippur. This is the Tainis Tzibul of Tishabov, like Yom Kippur. It says there, Amar Shmuel Ein Tainis Tzibul Bebavel Ela Tishabov Bilvad. Behemshech HaGemara Meviya Breita. And we see a comparison in the Gemara between the Tzom of Tisha B'Av and the Tzom of Yom Kippur. And behemshech haGemara, we see that the comparison is that on Tisha B'Av, Nesru kol ha'inuyim shenesru b'yom ha'kipurim kirechitza v'nilas ha'sandal. Normally in Tainis Tzibur we don't have an isur rechitza v'nilas ha'sandal, but on Tisha B'Av we do. So you see the special choymer to the same Tisha B'Av. We learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah al shisha chadashim hashluchim yotzim. 6 months the shluchim go out to tell people that there's a new month. Nisan mipnei Pesach, al Av mipnei Tainis, al El mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Nisan, because people have to know when Pesach is. Av, people have to know when Tisha B'Av is. Elul, people have to know when Rosh Hashanah is. Shoelet haGemara v'lef gunami al Tammuz v'al Tevet. Why don't they also go out on Tammuz and on Tevis? That'd be a good idea. They also have Tanios, Shavuot Sarba Tammuz, Sarba Tevis. Sarba Tevis, the Rabbanut HaRashit said, is Yom HaShoah. So B'chlal, it said Yom HaShoah this year. Obviously, yeah. Yom HaShoah came a few weeks after the Gemara. So, the Gemara continues. Domar Rav Chama Bar Bizna, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk Koy Omar Hashem Tzvokos Tzoyim HaRevi'i V'Tzoyim HaChamishi V'Tzoyim HaAsiri V'Tzoyim HaAsiri Iyya L'Beis Yehuda L'Sasun L'Simcha Kori Luhu Tzoyim V'Kori Luhu Sasun V'Simcha B'Zman Sheyesh Shalom Iyu L'Sasun L'Simcha Ein Shalom Tzoyim Omer Rashi שיש שלום שאין יד העובדי כוכבים תקיפה על ישראל, ואז כשיש שלום יהיו לססון ולשמחה, ולהפך הם אסורים בהספד ותענית, וכאשר אין שלום אז צריך לצום. So it says in the pasuk that these days, these fast days of the 4th month, the 5th month, the 7th month, and the 10th month will be days of joy in the future. But they're also fast days. They're called Tzom. So when is what? So if there's Shalom, then Sasson Simcha. If there's peace, then they're going to be for joy. And if there's no peace, then they're going to be fast days. And Rashi says, Shiyei Shalom, that the Goyim are not in power over the Jewish people. Va'az kishiyesh shalom, el bisasen ol simcha. Ulehefech. Not only is it sasen ol simcha, there are aser behesbeit v'tainis. And when there's no shalom, then you have to fast. So these are fast days. Tammuz, Teves. Tammuz is the 4th month. Tevis is the 10th month. Agmara Mesika. Amar Rav Papa, Hachika Amar. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Yulis Hason Ulisamcha. Yesh Gzerat Malchut. Tzom. Ein Gzerat Malchut Vein Shalom. Ratzu Mitanin. Ratzu Ein Mitanin. So the Gemara concludes in the name of Rav Papa as follows. If there's Shalom, it's going to be Sason Ulisamcha. If there's a Gzeras Malchus, there's no Shalom, it's going to be Tzom. If it's the middle ground, there's no Gzeras Malchus, but there's no Shalom, then they have a choice. If they want, they can fast. If they don't want, they can not fast. If there's Gzeras Malchus, there's no choice. If there's Shalom, if things are perfect, then Sasem Simcha. But if it's the middle ground, when there's no Gzeres Malchus, when there's no all, there's no specific yoke, there's no specific Gzera L'Ras Yisrael, but there's also not Shalom, because the Yad HaGoyim is Takifa Aleinu. The Goyim are in power over us, but there are no Gzeres before. So in such a matzav, and we have a choice. If we want, we can fast. And if we want, we cannot fast. If it's Gzeres Malchus, we have to fast. And if it's Shalom, if things are great, if the Jewish people are in control, are in power, Sasim Simcha. And if there's the yoke of Goyim is upon us, but there's no Gzeres Malchus, then we have a choice whether or not to fast. It's optional. Lemaisa, the minhag is to fast, says the Ran. ולכל המי מרכבן תמי קורא ברוצו טליה מלסף הפי דהש תקבלין וחוי ולוי חמירי כולי היי דלף כושלוכם עליו דמיסה דחוי וננו עמי לוי אלא ועדי קדם אורן לפי זה ידנה נחצו מסבר מתעשו אהב ברוצו טליה. אומר הרן, that we say over here that these other tzaras besides Tisha B'Av are tali ברוצו, it depends on whether they wanted. It's mistaken that even if they're accustomed to fasting, we don't say that it's a chova. Gemara asks, why don't we go out on Tammuz and on Teves? It's mashma that on these days we're accustomed to fasting, and nevertheless this maskana is that we have the option of not fasting. You can't say that since Meikara it's talui berot, it's talui beratzu, whether or not they wanted, even though now they're a makabel choiva. So therefore it's not so chamor that shiluchim should go out. If you're going to say that it's obligatory, why shouldn't Shluchim go out? In other words, you might want to say that since originally it's Talui and Ratzu, even though now they were makabla as a chova, now it is a kabbalah's chova. We were makabla, we did accept it as an obligation. But since meikara it's talui and ratzu, it's not so chomer that shluchim should go out on it. You can't say that. Because if it's taka chova, if we were makabla as a chova, why not? Shluchim should go out. Elavadai kiam dam maron. It's like we said, it's not a chova. The minig is to fast, but it's not a chova. And therefore shluchim don't go out. And therefore, b'zman hazeh, says the Ran, these tzomos, except for Tisha B'Av, atolei b'rotzu. Achein me'achar v'zo reshut, lo yotzim shluchim, al tamuz v'tevet. Kach da'ato shel Ran, sheze talui b'ratzu. Im rotzim, mit'anim, v'im lo rotzim, lo mit'anim. Ela she'im mit'anim, yesh leze din shel ta'anit, v'lo tzarich lekabel alav, mi'ba'od yom, ki b'ta'anit yachid. So you have the option, but if you fast, it has a din tainis, and you don't have to be makabel mo bod yom, most fast, tainis yochid. when you do a tiny siyachid, what you have to do is you have to makabel it the previous day before dark. So you don't have to over here, because these are already have a din fast even without your special kabbalah. Gevaldik. Mamshich Haran ve'omer kach. Ella she'aramban kosav b'sefer Torah so'odom v'rotzu roiv Yisrael v'eskimu sh'loy le'es'anois k'omrinan she'ein beizdin matrichim aleihem le'es'anois ve'achshav kvar rotzu v'nogu le'es'anois lefichoch osur li'yochid lifroitz gidrom v'kol she'kein b'doirois halolu she'arei bo'ivonesenu harabim she'abonosenu she'robu יש גזירה בישראל ואין שלום הלקוח חיובן הקולס אנויס מדברי קבולה ותקונס נביאים ומדינה כולו ארבע צוימוס אסורים ברחיצה ובשיחה ובנעילס הסנדל ובתשמש המיטה ומפסיקים בהם מבעוד יוים כבתשבוב ולגור גזירה סנביאים מגזירה סבייזדים בתעניויס אמצויוס ואחרוינויס, דהיינו, תעניוס ציבור כאשר בייזדן גויזם שיסענו על הגשומים. דעשירי כל הני כדעיסה בגמורה במסכס טיינס. ואויד דקול דתיקון נביאים כאין דוי רייס התיקון. ועשו ארבע צוימויס כיום הכיפורים לאינוי. ואידנו, כיוון שנוגו לסענויס ולא נוגו לחומרויס הללו, משמע דמי קורא כך רוצו לסענויס בלבד, אבל לא רוצו לנוג באויסן החומרויס. וכיוון דהני ברצון, תלו הרשוס ביודום, אבל מאיקר תקון הוודאי אסורי בכולם. Says the Ramban, quoted by the Ran, that today the minhag is that we fast, therefore it's also for a yochid to be poireds gedor, certainly in our generations, that there's gzeres b'Yisrael, there's no shalom, therefore everybody is obligated to fast, midivrei kabbalah, takonas nevim, and midina. Even the Arba Tzoymis, besides Tisha B'Av, are forbidden in Rechitza, Sicha, Uveni'ilas HaSandal, Uvetash Mishamita, and your Mafsik Mib'oid Yoim, like on Tisha B'Av, you start the previous day, before nightfall, like Tisha B'Av Dika fast, because Gzeiras Nevim is no less than Gzeiras Beizdin in the fast, the middle and last fast that we fast, the community fast for rain, where these things are Usser. And therefore, it's these things are usher, just like the rain fasts. Rain fast is based, and this is takonas neviim. This is harbel. This is more chamul. And also call the tikun neviim kein doy raisa tikun. And therefore, since the tzom of Yom Kippur is doy raisa, and we have the chamesha sa'inuyim, so too these fasts have chamesha sa'inuyim. But today, since the minhag is lis anois, and we aren't noheg these chumrois of chilashtir, rechitza, nilasasandal, tashbishamita, we are knowing these chumros. Mashmad meikora kach rotsu lesanois bilvad. So it's mashmad that the Kabbalah was only lesanois, but not to be knowing those chumros. And since these are totally berotsu, harishus biyodom. So they have every right. Even they have every right not to, since it's Tali Baratsu, as he starts off. And he says, Va'achshav kvar rotsu v'nogu lis'anois. Even though he says, V'kol shekein b'doros halalu she'arei b'avonoseinu, yesh gzeiro b'Yisrael v'ein sholem. Ha'ko chayav v'nakol lis'anois midivrei kabbalah. But he starts off and he says, Va'achshav kvar rotsu v'nogu lis'anois. So if we go with that mahalach of nogu lisanois, so they have the right to say, okay, we're going to fast, but we're not going to keep the chameshes ha'inuyim. Again, but the Ramban says that b'doyros halolu Yesh gzeira vein shalom. So everyone's chayv midivrei kabbalah. So I don't know how b'doros halalu you get away without not doing the chamesha sinuyim. קורפונים, כל הנידון כאן ברן וברמבן הוא על חומר דין שאר תעניות. So this is about how stringent the other תעניות are. אבל על תשעה באב כתוב דבר נוסף, וכן מפורש במסכת תענית, תניה אידך. רבי שמעון בן גמליאל אומר, כל אוכל ושותה בתשעה באב, כאילו אוכל ושותה ביום הכיפורים. כאן נאמר דין נוסף של ההשוואה ליום הכיפורים. המדובר הוא על אכילה ושתייה בתשעה באב. כתוב כאן חומר נוסף, שהחומר שנתנו לתשעה באב is like Yom Kippur. If you fast on Tisha, it's like fasting on Yom Kippur. The Gemara doesn't tell us why. If you eat on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating on Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? הרמב״ם כותב בפרקי מלכות תעניות, יש שם ימים שכל ישראל מתענים בהם בפני הצרות שיראו בהם כדי לעורר הלבבות ולפתוח דרכי תשובה, ויהיה זה זיכרון למעשינו הרעים ומעשי אבותינו, שיהיה כמעשינו עתה עד שגרם להם ולנו אותן הצרות, שבזיכרון דברים אלו נשוב להיטיב, שנאמר והתוודו את אבונם ואת אבון אבותם ואלו הם וכולי. הוא ממשיך ומונה את כל התעניות, ולאחר מכן הוא כותב, right first the Rambam says that there are days that we fast because of the tzaras that happen to arouse the hearts, to open up the pathways of tshuva, and this is a memory for our evil deeds and the deeds of our forefathers that are like our deeds now, and it caused them and us these tzaras, and when we remember these things we will be good again, as it says v'sfadu esavayna v'savan avaysan. And here they are, and then he enumerates the taniyos, and then he writes v'arbat yemei tzomot ha'elu harei meforashim b'kabbalah v'tzom ha'revi'i v'tzom ha'chamishi v'tzom ha'shvi'i v'tzom ha'asiri. Tzom ha'revi'i zet shebasar b'tamuz shu b'chodesh ha'revi'i, tzom ha'chamishi zet tisha b'av shu b'chodesh ha'chamishi, צום השביעי זה שלושה בתשרי, שהוא בחודש השביעי. צום העשירי זה אבא עשרה בתיבת, שהוא בחודש העשירי. ונהגו כל ישראל בזמנים אלו לתנות בשלושה עשר באדר, זכר לתענית שתנו בני אמן. שנאמר דברי העצמות וזעקתם. So we have over here the various fasts that we're all knowing. Tzom HaRevi is Shabbos HaBetamos in the fourth month. Chamishi is Tisha B'Av in the fifth month. Obviously we're starting to count from Nisan as the Torah says. Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, third of Tishrei. Tzom HaSiri is Sar B'Teves. And then we fast on these days and also on the 13th of Adar, Tainis Esther. And when we fast these fast days, we're going to do Tshuva. As it says, וסבדו אס אבוינם ואס אבוין אבויסם. בפשטות כתוב כאן שכל התעניות האלה הן תעניות כדי לפתוח דרכי תשובה. לכן כמובן זה לא מבאר, כי אם כן צריך היה להיות שכל התעניות יהיו כיום הכיפורים. אולם אנו רואים שלא די בעובדה שהתעניות האלה כולם כדי לעורר ולפתוח דרכי תשובה, שהוא זיכרון למעשינו הרעים ומתוך כך נשוב להיטיב. כדי לומר שגם כל מי שאוכל ושותה ביתר התעניות הוא כאילו אוכל ושותה ביום הכיפורים. So why aren't the other fast days like Yom Kippur? If the word is we're doing tshuva like Yom Kippur, so we only find that Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, but not the other fast days. What's the difference? So what's the miyuchad shebe Tisha B'Av? The fact that we're doing tshuva is not enough. What's so special about Tisha B'Av that we can equate Tisha B'Av to Yom Kippur? Tammuz. Start with the Yalkut. The Yalkut at the end of Parashas Pinchas. Amar Reb Levi. B'chol chodesh v'chodesh shebekaitz b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten li Yisrael moed. B'nisan natan lehem Pesach. B'yar natan lehem פסח קטן. בסיוון נתן עצרת, בתמוז היה בדעתו להיתן להם מועד גדול ועשו עגל, ובטל תמוז ואב ואלול, ובת תשרי ופרה להם ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים והחג. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, לאחרים הוא פורע ושלו אינו נותר, תן לו יומו, ביום השמיני עצרת תהיה לכם. Every month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Jews a holiday. He loves us. Nisan, Pesach. Iyar, Pesach, Kotan, Pesach Sheni. Sivan, Shavuos. Tammuz was supposed to be a big holiday. We made the Egel. We lost Tammuz of an Elul. Comes Tishrei, and he gives us back, he repays us with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Tishrei is paying up the other months. It has Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. It's paying off the 3 months Tammuz of an Elul that didn't get a holiday. So I'll also give Tishrei its own holiday, and that's Shmini Atzeres. Such that the Chalukah was supposed to be Tammuz of Elul Tishrei. Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah. Of Tisha B'Av should have been Yom Kippur. Elul should have been Sukkot. And Shemini Atzeres was supposed to be in Tishrei. That's how it comes out according to this Medrash. Because Tammuz of and Elul were paid back in Tishrei with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah, of Tisha B'Av is Yom Kippur, Elul Sukkot, and then Tishrei gets its Shemini Atzeres. And Tammuz was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. We know Rosh Hashanah is Yom Briyat HaAdam. זה היום תחילת מעשיך זיכרון ליום ראשון. וייצר השם אלוקים את האדם אפר מן האדמה. It says, וייצר, he created man from the dust of the earth with two yuds. חזל דרשן. כשאדם נוצר בשתי יצירות, יצירה בעולם הזה, ויצירה לעולם הבא. ולאחר מכן נאמר, ויניחהו בגן עדן. בורא עולם הניח את האדם בגן עדן. ומלכתחילה נוצר כדי להיות פה, וכבר להיות במצב של עולם הבא. We're supposed to be Olam Habadik. But now that man was ejected, expelled from Gan Eden, and we lost the second Yud, Yitzira B'Olam Hazi, Yitzira B'Olam Haba, we lost our Olam Haba. When was that finished? It was finished at Kabbalah Satorah. Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, V'chayei Olam Nata B'tochenu. So here we have the conclusion of the Yetzira Lo'ilam Ahaba Shal Tzura Sa'odom. Gemar Matan Torah Ya Tzich Liyot B'Yom Kabbalat Aluchot. So the finishing of the Yetzira Sa'odom was in Kabbalah Satorah, where eternal life was given to us. The conclusion of Matan Torah was supposed to be on the day of Kabbalah Saluchos and Shavua Aser B'Tammuz. V'osu Egel U'Botol Tammuz. And the Jews made the Egel, and we lost our Tammuz, like Chazal say. וכך לא נגמרה קבלת התורה, אבל המועד הזה תמוז נקבע מלכתחילה. בסיוון, בירחת תליטה, נתנה תורה. 40 יום אחר כך הייתה נתינת התורה, צריכה להיגמר. So what was supposed to be? It was supposed to be the Torah was started giving, was given in Gemara Sinai in Sivan, and then in Tammuz it was supposed to be finished, the Luchos. Moshe was supposed to bring down the Luchos. That was Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikoron Liyom Rishoin. Ze Aya Yom Briyat Ha'Adam Ha'amiti. Kan Nivra Ha'Adam. Nemsa Shebemet, in other words, that's when man is created, because that's when we're getting the Luchos. Because the Tzura Sa'odam, the true Tzura Sa'odam, is with Kabbalah Satorah. Nemsa Shebemet, Hayom Haze, Tzarich Haya Liyot Rosh Hashanah. לכאורה אין לזה טעם, איך יתעשי ראש השנה באמצע תמוז, in the middle of the summer. What's going on over here? So the truth is, this is זה היום תחילת מעשיך. יום יציר הסעודם זה ראש השנה, that's the Seder Olam. And that's the day of the Kabbalah Saluchos. Shavuot Aser B'Tammuz was supposed to celebrate that, that was supposed to be a day of celebration, but they made the Egel and it was bottle. That was בשנה הראשונה לצאת בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. The sending of the Meraglim was afterwards in the second year. The Meraglim were sent in order to bring and give Klal Yisrael the truth. What Kalev and Yoshua said. הם היו צריכים להביא לכלל ישראל, וכלל ישראל היה צריך לקבל מהם את הטובה הארץ מאוד מאוד. הם צריכים להביא לכלל ישראל את התשוקה, את התפיסה, שזה בעצם המקום שבו קבע בורא העולם שאנו צריכים להיות. ובו אנו צריכים... What was supposed to be is that Yoshua and Kalev come back and we were supposed to be מקבל בטובה הארץ מאוד מאוד. And have a tshuka to come to Eretz Yisrael, that this is the place where we're supposed to be. This is the place where we're supposed to keep the Torah. It says in the Tanchuma, "Ad shelo nivchera Eretz Yisrael, ayu kol ha'aratzot ksherot ledibur. Mishenivchera Eretz Yisrael, nifsalu kol ha'aratzot. Mishenivchera Eretz Yisrael, nifsalu kol ha'aratzot, ve'ein efshirut lakim bayit la'Hashem. O af mishkan kavua, filu bama kavua." Al Rak Beretz Yisrael. Once Eretz Yisrael is chosen, all the other lands were disqualified. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash there. Can't have a Mishkan. Can't even have a Bama. Only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's besides the Kedushas HaKarka. Only in Eretz Yisrael we have that. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is holy, the Beis Shechina, that's the Kedusha of Seidel Kodshim. The fact that in Eretz Yisrael there's Kedushas Karka for Trumas and Maislas and Shvius, that's the Kedusha of Seder Zroim, Kedushas Karka. But there's also Kedushas HaMakom. Eretz Yisrael is the place that the Jews are supposed to be. That's the land that Klal Yisrael is supposed to bring out fruits from. If we were Zerche, Klal Yisrael would be Makabel Eretz Yisrael properly. The Maharal is Megale, that what the Meraglim caused was that the door Yotzei Mitzrayim isn't coming into Eretz Yisrael. And the depth of that is that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Lechudakoi, and Bias Haaretz is also Lechudakoi. Yitzias Mitzrayim stands alone, and Bias Haaretz stands alone. It's not one hemshech, it's not one continuum. You can have Yitzias Mitzrayim without Bias Haaretz, you can have Bias Haaretz without Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a hemshech. And that's not a good thing. That there's no hemshech between Yitzias Mitzrayim. We needed Yitzias Mitzrayim because that's when we were born. But that it's that Knesset Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be a hemshech from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's the Shorash HaChorban of Tisha B'Av. That just like there's no possibility of Klal Yisrael without Yitzias Mitzrayim, there should be no Mitzias of Klal Yisrael without going into Eretz Yisrael. And now we see no Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim come back and they cry. And now they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. We're called Yotzei Mitzrayim. We're called Ivrim, like it says in Shmos Rabo. Ramarta Elav Elokei Hashem Elokei Ivrim Nikro Eleinu. Why Elokei Ivrim? Al Shim Shavru Yam. Ivrim Avru Yam. We passed the sea. That's our name. Later Klal Yisrael was Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're Yotzei Mitzrayim. We're Ivre Yam. That's Klal Yisrael. אולם הכניסה לארץ זה דבר נוסף. בעצם שם כלל ישראל isn't מחייב that we should go into Eretz Yisrael. It's not מחובר ליציאס מצרים. זה ניתק. זה נהיה דבר בפני עצמו. It becomes independent. יציאס מצרים is one thing. Knesset Laaret that you can't take from us, Knesset Laaret, it's something else, and that you can take from us. If not for the Cheid HaMeraglim, the Knesset Eretz Yisrael would be a Hemshech of Yitzius Mitzrayim. That's the Gemar Yitzius Mitzrayim. There'd be no Mitzius of Klal Yisrael without Knesset Eretz Yisrael, without going into the land. But Luchos were broken on Shavuos Tammuz, and in the same way, the Knesset Eretz Yisrael was broken on Tisha B'Av. Shavuos Tammuz Kabbalas HaTorah wasn't finished Kitikuna, and we weren't Zerchel Luchos HaRishayim, they were broken. Tisha B'Av, we lost Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was broken. So now, Kachol she'en lano makom acher, reish Yitziat Mitzrayim atzma mitbatelet. Zoi ha'tochecha achrona b'sof ha'tochot shel parashat ki tavo. Ha'klala achrona she'ba'achronot b'sof ha'tzadik et klalot. She'b'mishne Torah, she'kafi ha'nera anachnu nimtzaim b'hem ayom. Kamo she'ver mevuar b'dvrei ha'ramban ha'yiduim, gam b'farashat b'chukotai v'gam b'farashat ki tavo. שבפרשת תורכה של בחוקותיי של תורת כהנים שייכת לחורבן בית ראשון, היא התקיימה בחורבן בית ראשון, ושל כי תבוא בחורבן בית שני. מצבנו היום זה המשך חורבן בית שני. אחרונים שלא נתגלה אבונם, לא נתגלה קיצם, כתוב ביומתת עמוד ב', אנחנו בהמשך מצב של חורבן. בכל הכללות שנאמרו, ככל שהן מתקדמות, ההמשך של הכללות מחמיר והולך, כפי שמפורש בדברי חז"ל. זה סוד של מה ששנינו בסוף סוטה, מיום שחרב בית המקדש, אין יום שאין בו כללה. וכתוב שם בגמרא, אמר רבא בכל יום ויום, מרובה כללתו משל חברו. משום שהכללות מחמירות והולכות, גדלות והולכות, ומדובר כאן על בית שני, כל יום ויום יש בו תוספת כללה על אתמול. So there's a famous Ramban who says that Bais Rishon is the klalos of Parshas Bechukosai, that Churban, and Bais Sheni is the Churban is the klalos of Parshas Kisavo. We're a hemshech of Churban Bais Sheni today, and the klala keeps increasing, as it says in the Gemara, and as we've experienced throughout the last 2,000 years. The last klala in Kisavo is Veheshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Ba'oniyot B'derech Asher Amarti Lecha Lo Tosif Od Lirota. I'm going to bring you back to Egypt on ships in the pathway that I told you, don't go back and see it. We came out of Egypt, and God says to us, you're not going to see it again. And here it says God's taking you back. Rashi says ba'aniyot b'sfinot b'shivya b'sfinot shel shevi kach yachzir otanu mitzrayim kavadim kishvuyim yatzanu mimitzrayim kivnei chorim hamakeh be'evrato ko b'chorim mitzrayim yotzei et amo Yisrael mitocham lechirut olam. V'kan katuv that there's the day that's going to come that we're going to go back in captivity to Mitzrayim kavadim. B'derech asher amarti lecha lo yisoysif oid lerois, on the path that I told you, you're not going to see it again. It emerges shesoyv dover kanye bitul al yitzias Mitzrayim atzma. That's the final klala. Hi mechuvenet lakot et ha-shoresh harishon shel klal Yisrael, et etzem ha-leida shel klal Yisrael, v'hashivcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'oniyot, haynu kishvuyim, keneged v'yotze et amo Yisrael mitocham lechirut olam. Meshivim otanu lesham b'shevi, kishvuyim, ka'avadim, ולא די בזה, אלא כפי שממשיך הפסוק, ותמכרתם שם לאויביך, לעבדים ולשפחות. We're going to be sold to our enemies as servants. ואין קונה, they're not even going to be interested, even as avodim. That's the mamish opposite of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is mamish, we're free men, and now we're going back as slaves, they don't even want us. Obviously, this couldn't happen if Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't hanging in the air. Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt. Now we have no place. We're only temporary. We can even be sent back to Egypt. It's a terrible makkah, the last of the klalos. Moran of Rabbeinu said, "Lemisha yesh einaim lirot, misha mitbonen hetev beina pekicha, yireh hayom at asimanim haboltim shel vitmakartem v'chulei, ve'en kone. Af echad lo mu'unyan b'chem." כך אמר רבנו. הכל פנים, זאת המכה הנוראה, המכה האמיתית. המכה על החומש שקיבלנו בתשעה באב. יציאת מצרים הוקטה, יציאת מצרים נשברה. כמו שנשתברו הלוחות ב-17 בתמוז, בתשעה באב נשברה יציאת מצרים. בעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא, בלי נדר, אנחנו נשלים את הדברים. We will finish, and I thank you so much for listening. And בלי נדר, we shall continue with part 2 next time. Shalom, shalom, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom.